From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Palm Beach County School District is taking steps to close a low-performing charter school in Boynton Beach. WLRN's Marva Hinton has the story.
The move comes after the charter school of Boynton Beach earned its second consecutive failing grade from the state. The Palm Beach Post reports that the superintendent made the recommendation to close the school, and the school board will vote on the issue Wednesday. About 650 students attend the K-12 school, which opened in 2002. Under Florida law, districts are required to terminate charters with schools that receive two consecutive F grades unless the State Board of Education intervenes. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
The Florida Medical Association is speaking out about Medicaid expansion. Until recently, the group had remained silent on the Florida House's decision to turn away $51 billion in federal funds for the program that could have covered 800,000 low-income people. Earlier this week in Orlando, the FMA House of Delegates took up a resolution on Medicaid expansion. It was written by Dr. Aaron Elkin, chairman of the Broward County Medical Association.
It was unanimously approved with no opposition on the floor of the House. It never happened in history that I remember. We came out with a solution for the issues of how to protect access to care to all Floridians.
The resolution also says the state should make sure doctors receive as much compensation for seeing Medicaid patients as they do for Medicare patients. Medicare covers the elderly, while Medicaid serves the poor. Dr. Elkin says right now Medicaid pays only about half as much. Meanwhile, the doctor's vote hasn't changed Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford's mind about Medicaid expansion. His aide sent an email saying, quote, "The House position remains unchanged." From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.